engaging each other, understanding our history, so that we can protect our democratic institutions and we could preserve the kind of self-governance that we strive for in the United States. I think we are at a critical moment in our country, and it requires sending organizers across the country, including Congress.
We want to thank you so much, Ana Lilia Mejia, for joining us, Democratic nominee for New Jersey's 11th Congressional District. That does it for our show on Monday, February 23rd. We will be celebrating our 30th anniversary, Democracy Now!, at Riverside Church in New York. Juan will be flying in from Chicago. Nermeen Sheikh will be here. I'll be joining with Angela Davis, Naomi Klein, Maria Ressa, Michael Stipe, Wynton Marsalis, Masaba Butoha, V, Hooray for the Riff Raff, and more. See democracynow.org for details. I'm Mimi Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 FM WVCR, Loudonville, Siena College, 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station.
Radio program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Mahwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio.
98.7 FM, WRHU, Radio Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. 88.3 WRCT, Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh. And 89.5 FM, Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, the mother of community radio. This is the One World Community Radio Show. I'm Ricky Hubert, broadcasting in New York. And Kusi Vato is in Bush Radio in South Africa with very exciting guests today. Kusi, how are you?
Awesome, man. It's been a crazy week at Bush Radio for the past few weeks because we're busy with training. We have a lot of interns at the office. They're learning a lot, so hoping that everything is going smooth for them. And they're here with us. So what's happening is there's an exchange programs at Bush Radio where we would have international interns, you know, from different countries. For example, now we have amazing three interns from U.S. Yeah, in South Africa, we're calling it high school. I don't know what they're calling it in the U.S. Also in high school, right? They just finished high school last year, and now they're taking a gap year to find out, like, what would they love or want to study. But obviously, probably is closer to media, which is why they are here at Bush Radio. So they're going to tell us more who they are and how did they end up in South Africa, where, you know, the issue of South Africa in the U.S. But, yeah, I'm not going to go into politics. So, take it away.
Hi, I'm Cora. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky in the United States. And I came to South Africa just to get kind of as far away from home as I could in during my gap year time, because it felt like the only opportunity that I could do that. And I'm really excited to be here at Bush Radio. I've learned a lot, and I've really appreciated their hospitality and their willingness to teach me. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Thada. I'm from Washington, D.C. I came to South Africa because I really wanted to just be in a beautiful place, and there's so much to do in Cape Town and so much to explore while also kind of getting exposure to a field that I'm really interested in. And I've had a great few weeks so far at Bush Radio.
Hi, my name is Alexa Gonzalez. I live in New York City, and I am so excited to be here in Cape Town at Bush Radio. Taking a gap year after high school was the best decision that I made for myself, because just having the opportunity to kind of dive into a field that I'm interested in journalism and media, and learn more about it before really even entering college is just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I feel like I've learned so much so far, even being here just a month. So I'm really excited to keep learning and just keep exploring Cape Town as well.
I have a question. How did you guys find Bush Radio from where you were in the States?
We all are here through a program called, we call it VAC, or like VA Corps, Volunteer Adventure Corps is the full name. And so we applied through them. And at least in my personal situation, I'm just like really into music. I didn't even really like consider the journalism part until I got here. So that's been really cool to learn about unexpectedly. And Bush Radio was the only, I knew someone who did this program previously and said the person in their program really adored working at Bush Radio. So when I applied, I said that I wanted to be at Bush Radio. I didn't even look at any other places. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I kind of similar through VAC. I knew I wanted to do something with journalism, and people I talked to in the past said Bush Radio was just a really great way to just get hands-on learning, because you're not really shadowing or watching from afar, but you're kind of just learning by doing, and they throw you into things really quickly, and it can be kind of overwhelming or stressful at times, but you learn a lot that way, and you just get a lot of exposure, and because they're like a training station, they're really open to teaching you, and you can make mistakes on air, and it's okay. And so I really liked that aspect of it, and so I also kind of focused my search on Bush Radio when I was looking at places to intern.
Yeah, I completely agree with Thada. Bush really has thrown us in since the beginning, which has been very exciting, but also a little bit nerve-wracking at times. We've gotten to like learn how to do all types of different things and just produce from the beginning. And we each actually host our own intern hour on Saturdays, which is so much fun and just something like we would never do anywhere else. So I think VAC did a really good job placing us here. Bush Radio has done amazing with providing us this opportunity.
I feel like it's Bush Radio marketing. I feel like it's because I'm here. They're saying everything nice about Bush Radio.
Well, there's a lot nice to say about it. That's why, Kusi.
Nice. Okay. Sorry, it's my bad.
No, you're all good. You should take pride in what you do. There's a lot of...
Awesome.
Lucy, I'll be honest with you. A lot of people at Hofstra want to meet you and Lydia, who used to work on this show, so bad. You're their favorite people. That's the honest to God's truth.
Nice, man. I'm loving that. I'm getting love from the U.S.
You're getting a lot of love from the U.S. It's a true story.
Nice, man. I wanted to know on my side. So obviously, all three of you didn't have experience about media, about communication and all that. What was your expectation before you came to Bush Radio?
I had previously heard about the intern hour that we're able to do here. So I was really excited about that. But I really had no idea what else we would be doing. I've been an intern before at like a sustainability nonprofit, and it was very much more like typical intern activities, like going to the bank for people and getting coffees and like cleaning, I don't know. So this has been like super cool to actually be doing like important stuff, I feel like, and I feel like I'm just learning so much more.
Oh, I didn't know you know how to make tea. Now I know.
Yeah, no, I think for me too. I was aware of the intern hour, which really excited me, but I didn't really know much else. So I kind of went in with an open mind, and it's been really neat. And at least in my experience, I have a lot of background with like print journalism, but not as much with radio. And so I've done internships at newspapers before, but it's been totally different doing radio journalism. And there's some overlaps, but a lot of it around the sound engineering and how you report and like do features and interview people is totally different. And so a lot of this has been really new for me, and just like a new form of journalism that I haven't really explored.
I have never had an internship, actually, so I kind of came in with like no expectations, really, except that I would probably love it because I also have a friend who interned here and loved it. But I really didn't expect us to be doing as many different things as we are. I kind of just expected us to focus on our own intern hour. But I think it's really cool that we each get to work on like the production of some of Bush Radio's staple shows. Like, I've been working on the morning cruise with Kusi, actually. And so it's just been great kind of, like, working across all the different, like, things and doing so much more than, like Cora said, I don't know, getting coffee.
Okay, so my other question for you guys. Now you got to Bush Radio. You get to be told, obviously, South African culture, Bush Radio's culture. So now when it comes to, obviously, there's cultural difference when we do things. How is the training so far for you compared to the standard way of how you would do things in the back in the US in anything that you would train for? Is it different, or do you feel like, hey, what's going on? Hey, why people are being taught like this? I've never learned like this. This is a different way of learning. Like, how's that experience for you so far?
I feel like I haven't really been trained for a lot of different things, but just from my experience in like high school, preparing for a multitude of like tests and stuff like that, it's sort of like similar. You gave us the basic things of audio editing at first, and like ran us through how to do things, and then gave us assignments and deadlines and all that. So that was pretty typical. But I think what's been mainly different is just like, the content isn't really comparable to anything that I've learned before, so I don't really know how to like say that it's totally similar, because like going out on the street and trying to find people to interview is just like something I've never done before. So that was definitely really different and something I had to get used to, like rejection and therapy for real.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's definitely way more hands-on than I expected, and I think I don't really have much to compare it to in terms of in the US, but I feel like a lot of radio stations there like wouldn't really let you be as involved so quickly in the day-to-day and like let you be on air and just kind of like making mistakes on air as much as Bush Radio does, because it is kind of like community focused and it's really focused on training young people to do things. And so I think that a lot of the kind of opportunities and just like amount of times we've had to practice, like I'm working on Saki Sea's Way, which is one of Bush Radio's shows, and Jasmine had me go on air like the first week, and even when I would mess up, she would just have me continue doing it, and she would just teach me, and I would kind of learn as I went. And I feel like a lot of times in other places they might want you to train for a lot longer before you're kind of thrown in and get to do it. And so I think that that's definitely been a shift that here that wouldn't be in other places. Yeah,
I completely agree with Dada on that. Like, today I engineered for Kuzi's show for the first time. And I just think that that's something that would really never happen in the States, because just kind of like the emphasis on perfection and not messing up. But here, if I forget to cue the hotkey, it's okay. And we just move on. So I think that's really been great. And also, given that we're here for a shorter period of time, like jumping right in from the beginning has also been different to anything I've experienced before. But I think it's helped us learn a lot quicker and honestly in a lot better ways, since we're just kind of learning by doing.
What you guys said really interested me, because there was an alumni of our station, WRHU, who now works for National Public Radio in the U.S., and he said there was a line when things go wrong on the air. He said, it's only radio. Nobody's dying. None of that's happening. So I was curious if any of you guys from this experience at Bush, when you come back to the States or when you look to go to university elsewhere, would any of you want to try to get involved in a local university radio station, work in local radio and you get out of school? Has this appealed to you in any way?
I totally think so. Yeah, one of my friends from Louisville had his parents run a community radio station there. And so I've been going to like parties at their radio station for a while, but I really would like to get more involved with that, I feel like, since I have that sort of connection. And then I'm also going to the University of Virginia, and my cousin used to do a radio show for their college radio station. So I'd really like to continue that maybe also.
Yeah, I think I'm also really interested. I'm going to Princeton University in the fall, and they have a radio station there that is really active. And I know a few people who are working on it. And I think I never really thought I would be interested in working at the radio, because I'd always kind of just narrowed myself into print journalism. But having this experience and getting to kind of be on air and see all the different nuances and dimensions to radio journalism and audio editing and all of that has made me a lot more interested and excited about radio. So I could see myself definitely getting involved in that on campus this fall.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool, especially on like a college radio. I'm not 100% sure where I'm going yet, but I've always wanted to be involved with at least like the print journalism aspect of it. So I think really moving into like radio would be awesome. And maybe, who knows, we could even continue our own shows from here over there, or just kind of dip into another realm of creativity.
I think they set us up perfectly. Tell us about the shows you've been working on at Bush Radio, because that's very exciting.
Okay, my show, I call it The Plug, is like only new releases. So I kind of date that from like October 2025. And each week I've been choosing sort of like a theme. So my first one was like only from Africa. And then my second one was only from Kentucky. And then this upcoming one is only new Latin music because of Bad Bunny. And yeah, so that's been really cool for me to like, because it's actually way harder to find like only new music in this one category than I thought it would be. But it's been really interesting. I've been exposed to a lot of new people that I'm definitely going to continue listening to. And yeah, I feel like I've just definitely expanded my musical knowledge.
My show is called Talk a Lotta with Thada, and it's kind of a mix of different things, but it's all kind of focused on creativity and vision, because I do a lot of creative writing myself. So there's like a mix of spoken word and poetry and creative writing, and then also feature stories and news stories and interviews with different artists or creative people. And then I play songs that are kind of meaningful or themed songs. So the first show I did music that kind of tells a bit about me. And then for this coming one with Valentine's Day, it's all kind of focused on love and things like that. And so it's kind of a mix of and a collage of different things, but they're all kind of themed around creativity and imagination in different ways.
My show is called Sound Zine, and I think it's more of a mix between Cora and Thada's. It's not all music, it's not all talk, kind of like a mix of both. My idea was kind of to make it like a mini magazine, but in sound. So I spend a lot of time just talking about like random topics that interest me, and I kind of centered it around a theme of growing up. And so, yeah, it's just kind of compiled of a lot of different things. Every week I choose a theme. So the first show was just kind of an introduction to me. So I spoke about my childhood a little bit and played some songs like that I've listened to growing up and that I think have kind of like shaped my experience. And then my show last week was focused on like looking back. So I also kind of dove a little bit more into me as a kid and played a bunch of throwback songs, which I heard everyone loved. And this week I'm planning to do kind of a show centered a little bit on the idea of like love and like life lessons, just what that means to me given Valentine's Day. But yeah, I'm excited and it's been really fun.
Nice, man. So on my side, since now you're into radio, you're already working at the radio station, how do you see the power of sound, the power of communication to you guys? Like, how do you perceive it now or see it now?
I think it's a really cool, like, method of journalism and just, like, communication in general, because it's very much, like, on the spot. Like, none of us are reading anything right now, or, like, this is all just off the dome, as they say. And I feel like that's just so unique. Like, print journalism and stuff goes through so many different people and, like, so many different versions of what it could be. And same with, like, movies or television or documentaries. So this is just the one that's, like, very authentic. And I really love hearing what people have to say off the top of their head and knowing that it's just, like, genuine and what they're thinking in the moment.
I also think that, like, being here at Bush has given me kind of, like, a different view on, like, the power of sound, like, comparing it to written word or anything else. It's just you are able to kind of, like, express so much more in, like, what you're saying and in your tone of voice and in the music you play, I think, than anything that's written. I think it just has a whole nother, like, dimension, and I think that's really awesome. And I also love how creative you can be and how many different things you can really tie into it. So I think it's great.
Yeah, I totally agree with both of them. I think Cora had a great point around how, like, authentic sound can be, and how I hadn't really thought about all these other mediums going through so many edits, but then when you go on air, it's just you talking, and it just feels so real, and it's kind of refreshing. And it's just kind of refreshing to see, like, how authentic, and it's just, like, people just having fun and being playful and being creative on air. And I think also, I remember with Kusi in the beginning during the training, we did an activity where we had to, like, record three sounds that told a story. And that was really interesting to me, because I'd never really thought of telling a story through just sound and having something make sense and, like, kind of crafting a whole narrative without someone being able to see anything or without being able to write anything down. And so I think that it's just, I think I hadn't really realized how much could be communicated with sound and how intentional you can be with the sounds you play. Like, we practice doing show promos and station IDs, and a lot of that is about when you're using the sounds, you're kind of trying to tell a story and bring the listener in with you. And you're kind of, the way Adrian described, like, our intern hours, is you're kind of taking the listener with you and guiding them through the hour. And so I think I've definitely approached sound differently, and I've put a lot more weight into sound and what I choose to use, and then using silence in, like, different ways. And so I think that I've definitely thought about it a lot more, and it has a lot more significance now.
Vicky, are you there, or are you sleeping now?
No, I'm there. I was listening. I don't know if you were going to ask something else, but I was going to say, I guess I would agree with them, because they say, I know, Kusi, you could add to this too. They say that people are much more willing to open up doing a radio interview than a television interview, because there's no camera. So that, I think, is also something about radio too. I don't know if you could relate to that or not, or I don't know what your thought on that is, Kusi.
No, it's true. My question, or something that I was going to add into them, was because of their shows, they're so unique, they're different. I love the themes, the style of it. I want to know, are you going to continue maybe when you're back home with things like podcasts? You know, already you know how to record now. You can even use your phone and upload it online so that people can listen to it, or us here will be able to continue on it.
Maybe. I think that'd be super interesting to pursue. I've never really thought of doing my own podcast, because normally you have, like, a platform already to, like, spring that off of, but that could be really cool. Maybe. I've always said my dream is to be Alex Cooper, so we'll see.
That's cool. Yeah, I think I definitely would be. And it's kind of neat that we have, even though we're here for such a short period of time, we're making a platform and making this kind of show for ourselves that we can always continue. And I think that there's so much technology out there, and it's so easy to kind of do it yourself with phones and just being creative with technology, that I could definitely see myself continuing in some capacity, or just continuing to kind of tell stories through sound, and not just relying on paper and pen to do that.
Yeah, I had never really like thought about continuing a podcast or anything because I don't know like where I would put it or who would listen. But I think that it's just a really great way to be creative and like explore like the things you want to and just learn a lot. And I also think that at least my show has taught me more about myself because I get to talk about like the different things that interest me and just deep dive and like really formulate my thoughts on one thing or another. So I think it would be really cool, but I don't know.
What was the process like putting your shows together? Like, what were the, with the program, how does it work? What does management say? Oh, we're going to give you an hour, come up with something. What's that process like?
Yeah, they were really like, do anything you want. Like, here's this thing that we're letting you do and don't do hate speech. And then, yeah. And so us three have so far been like pre-recording our shows just because we have like other things to do on a Saturday. But that part has been really cool also because I've been like pre-recording, but just doing the whole thing live all at once. And yeah, so that's been really cool. And I've definitely had to like improvise and that's taught me a lot, but it's definitely a free for all. I could probably switch it all up right now if I wanted to.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy like how much freedom they give you. Like Jasmine was basically saying, as long as you don't like have slurs or hate speech, like Cora saying in your show, anything is fair game. And so when Adrian first kind of told us about the show, he kind of just like during our orientation, he was like, yeah, you have an hour like starting next week and you can talk about anything. And so at first that was just kind of paralyzing because you could talk about anything, but I've kind of embraced it and had fun with it because anything is fair game. So as I'm out and about like exploring Cape Town, I could just write a feature on a place I am. So we went to Muizenberg Beach and I just did a feature on that. Or I learned from one of my friends about the like wall that they're building in Cape Town. So I did a feature on that. And so it's kind of just taking the things that I'm observing around me or noticing and turning that into kind of material for my show. And so, and for me, like, because I have a lot of different segments and I kind of just like splice them together. So a lot of the time consuming part is once I've recorded everything, just like moving it all together. But I really want to record at least a couple shows live, hopefully soon. So I think it would be neat to come into the studio on a Saturday and do it live just to have that experience of recording the hour and having everything be like live on air.
Yeah, I think it's crazy that we can kind of put whatever we want in our Saturday show. But like Thada said, originally, I think the idea of really getting to do anything was a little bit overwhelming because you don't really know where to start. But I think it's also really cool that we've taken it all in really different directions, and it gives like listeners also a nice range of things to tune into on a Saturday. But I think it's been really cool. Also, like the process of actually putting a show together has been really fun. Do it in studio. I did it from home last week because I was sick, but it's just crazy how many different ways you can approach this and really you get out what you put in. So yeah, I think it's awesome.
How'd you come up with the ideas when they said do anything? Because it's overwhelming, like you said. So how'd you say, all right, I'm going to do about releases and I'm going to do a magazine show? How'd you come up with your ideas?
For me, with the new releases thing, I knew I wanted to do like a primarily just music show because that's kind of my main interest in the radio scheme of things. And also I just thought it'd be like a little bit chiller and like less stressful. So I went through like a lot of different ideas though of like, you know, international things or like, but I thought new releases would be cool because I'd also be like discovering new things, which is the premise of my show, is to like put people onto new music. And I've also been putting myself onto new music. Like the only songs that I've really known are a few of the ones from my Kentucky show, but all the rest of them were new to me also. And yeah, so I thought that that would just be a cool way to discover new things.
Yeah, I knew for me I wanted to do a mix of things because I wanted to be talking a lot and doing like some like news and features, but also playing music and kind of experimenting with both. And then on my first show, when I was introducing myself, because a lot of my like creative writing and poetry is really personal, I thought to share some of that to introduce myself. And so then after sharing that, I kind of thought that it would be neat to center parts of it around creative writing and like artistry. And so then I kind of decided to interview different artists and creative people and make that one of the through lines. And so it kind of just came about organically when I was thinking about how to introduce myself and how to tell people about me, because creative writing is a really big part of my life. And so I thought it'd be neat to wrap that into my show.
I honestly had no idea what I wanted to do at the beginning. I was really lost, but I keep a journal kind of religiously. It's my prized possession. And so I feel like my show kind of just turned into a real talk of all of like my inner monologue, like my thoughts, a little bit more organized, obviously, but just kind of anything that really interests me and tying it into songs that I like and just kind of think that maybe put across a message. So I think it's just like anything that's going through my head at the time.
I'm not asleep, I promise. So the other thing is that I like how personal. Your shows all sound very personal to you. I'll say in my experience, I'm very uncomfortable getting vulnerable on the air. Like, I'll be honest, when I first started doing university radio and I did music, and I still do use it to this name, I came up with an alter ego when I came on the air because I felt so embarrassed to say my own name. Not say my own name, but it's like, I sound so stupid. I give you guys a lot of credit because you guys seem to be really vulnerable on the air from day one, which is impressive.
I think it's honestly a lot easier given that we're like all the way in South Africa and a lot of people we know probably aren't listening. I mean, I know my family's listening and a bunch of my friends are and everyone else my mom sent the link to. But I think it's also really cool to just get to kind of like tune into that side, I guess, and like explore that because who knows, maybe a lot of people I know will stumble across it one day. And yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's also what you were saying about how I feel like when you're not showing your face, like, I don't know, I think it's when I'm just in the studio recording, I feel like I can be more vulnerable because no one else is around and I feel like I'm just talking in an empty room. And the fact that it's being played in radio stations and people are listening is kind of not really in the forefront of my mind when I'm recording. And then I kind of think about that after the fact, or like I was listening to it live in the afternoon and I was like, oh wait, people are actually listening to this. But when I'm kind of recording and I'm just going through the motions and not thinking too hard about it. But I think also, like Alexa said, the fact that we're so far from home and we're in a different country, it feels kind of easier to think of a bunch of people I don't know listening to my show than people I do know from home. And my mom also sent the link to like all of our family group chats and like everyone. So I'm sure people are listening that I know, but it does feel kind of more distant and like easier to be vulnerable as opposed to sharing all of these things with everyone I know, like in a room at home. And so it just kind of feels like a different thing. And it feels like there's kind of, I can be more vulnerable or open or honest with how I'm feeling or how I'm thinking about things when I'm here.
Okay. So on my side, since now you're doing this radio thing, like now, how do you guys see this thing of celebrity and media? Because I know that you guys are doing your own show, you're producing your own show, you're creating your own content. You know, you don't have time to look good while you're creating your content because it's radio. But like now, how's that working out in your mind mentally? Because you guys are more focusing on the content instead of how you look, how you must look while you're doing your show. How is that when it comes to radio?
I think that I've definitely grown a huge respect for people who have made a name for themselves in radio, because that seems like a very challenging thing to do with everything you were saying. Like, how do you make yourself unique when no one can even see your face, you know? Like, I used to always listen to NPR, and I loved, like, in the car on the way to school with my dad, I loved, like, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and I always would, like, stay for that, and whoever, I don't even know who remembered it, so I guess it's, like, not really my point, but, like, I love that person in the moment, so I think that's really impressive. I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. I feel like it's really hard to build a name for yourself, and it's kind of way easier said than done, because I'm seeing now there's all these moving parts. You need to kind of promote yourself because no one's really going to do that for you, and you kind of had to get yourself out there. And so I also have a lot of respect for people who just like, yeah, they're really confident in what they're saying and they know what they want to say. They're also just, yeah, able to build a name for themselves. I remember when I was younger, I used to listen to How I Built This and Hidden Brain, like both shows I loved, and they're so distinct, like they're both, and they're so different, like one's an entrepreneurship show, one's kind of a science psychology one, and they're so different, but They were both so compelling, and they, like, the host managed to make them feel so personal at the same time. And I feel like it's such a delicate balance to strike, and I'm seeing that now when I'm doing it myself. So I think there's so much that goes on behind, like, a hour-long show that I never really thought about until making one. I kind of just listened to it and thought this was really good and then just moved on with my day. But I think now that I'm making them, I'm seeing how much time and intention and thoughtfulness is behind everything, and it gives me a lot of respect and appreciation for people who do that regularly.
Yeah, I think I've learned that, like, radio is a lot harder than it seems, but also just that radio, at least in my opinion, compared to, like, TV or a lot of other forms of media, is more about, like, the internal than the external, because, like Kusi was saying, you don't have to worry about what you look like when you come in here. You don't have to worry about, like, how people will perceive you visually, I guess, and it's kind of more how they'll perceive you as a person, I think, because, I mean, I feel like not many people focus on your voice that much. So I think it just kind of shows, like, that there's a lot more depth to this form of media than maybe a lot of people realize.
Okay, so now we are in a world where everything is changing, right? We've seen it with artificial intelligence in other industries taking over, in other industries, it's killing them. I know that when it comes to journalism is one of them where it's being shaped by artificial intelligence. So now every year, UNESCO have World Radio Day, which is this Friday. There will be World Radio Day, and each year they will have different themes. For this year, for 2026 Radio Day, the theme is radio and artificial intelligence. So how have you guys used AI so far in making your show and in helping Bush Radio's shows? How have you guys used AI to, you know, to advance the work that you want to advance?
I personally haven't used AI at all in the making of my own show, because part of it is, like, I really want to learn about these new artists and stuff. So it's, like, helpful for me to, like, compile the information myself. And for the show that I'm producing, though, Backchat, I have used AI to, like, come up with, like, a baseline interview thing, but, like, scripts, I mean, like, and with questions and stuff. But a lot of the time it's just, like, not very good. Like, I definitely have to do a lot of revising, but it's nice to have, like, a jumping off point, I think, from AI. I think that's, like, in general, a good, like, mindset to have.
Yeah, I feel like using AI here has made me realize how important it is for people to be doing things, and, like, how in all the ways that AI can kind of fall short. I also, for Sakisi's way, I sometimes use it for, like, drafting questions or sending it my questions and asking it to kind of look at them or revise them based on someone's bio. And so it's kind of helpful, like Cora said, as, like, a jumping off point, or using it once you already have something pre-existing. But usually, like, for all the stories I'm telling or the features I'm writing, I'm doing that with my own voice. Because I think you can, at least right now, until AI gets more advanced, like, you can kind of tell when something's been written by ChatGPT versus a person, and I want to make sure to maintain my voice. And so I usually, when I'm, like, writing stories, I don't use AI, but I kind of use it as a tool for interviews or scripts or things like that.
I mean, the only thing that I've used AI for so far is to help me come up with the name of my show. I, like, knew what I wanted to do, but I wasn't really sure kind of where to start. So I gave it, like, my general vibe, and it helped me, like, gave me some keywords, some, like, ideas. But in the end, I ended up just kind of formulating it myself. So I think AI is a really helpful tool for things that are more, like, impractical. Like, I don't know if you understand what I mean, but just kind of for more tedious things, to maybe synthesize something, help you organize some information. But like Cora was saying, I feel like AI hasn't really helped me that much in these types of things. So for now, I'm really happy just doing it myself. And since this is something I'm so interested in, I've really enjoyed, like, getting to handcraft it from the beginning.
So, by the way, Ricky, all three of them also learned radio production, where they had to come up with public service announcement, they had to come up with a station ID, they had to come up with a feature, radio feature. They know how to do a radio feature now. How's been the experience of all that production when it comes to radio? Editing, sound, putting together a story. How has been that experience? And also, what have you learned on that?
I found it pretty rewarding. It's also like kind of fun. Like, it's not really the hardest part, I feel like, for features and stuff is like putting the actual raw audio together, like finding people to talk to, or even just like for the other like station IDs and stuff, coming up with a creative idea. But then the actual audio editing stuff, I've done like some video editing in the past and it's pretty similar. And you just kind of like tweak it until then it sounds exactly like how you want it. I like that you can just like keep altering things until your vision is like totally exact. And that's pretty cool. And then you have something that you're proud of.
Yeah, I think that especially with the station ID and show promo and PSA, like I remember when you gave us that assignment and I was just like, what are those? And I had no idea where to start. And then we listened to examples and we practiced making our own. And it makes sense because like when I'm listening to the radio, they have all of those. But I never really thought about that when I thought about radio journalism. But that's all part of it. And I think I really enjoyed making it. And I liked how creative you could be. Like we had like a message to tell, like with the PSA, we had an issue we wanted to talk about. And as long as you talk about the issue and like the contact info to get for people to get support if they need, you can kind of be really creative with how you tell the story. So we could use sound effects and we could paint a scene or paint a picture at the beginning and just have fun with recording it. And so you can be really playful and creative with how you do it as long as you're telling the story and getting the message across. And so it doesn't have to be this dry, just like audio that you just record of you saying in a monotone voice, like this issue is important, here's how to get support. You can really have fun and tell a story with it and paint a picture for listeners. And so I think I hadn't really realized that. And then getting to do that was really neat.
I thought the like actual production part would be a lot more complicated than it really is. I have found actually the hardest part is probably just keeping up with your creativity. Like there's so many different things you could do, so many options. So just kind of like harnessing that and finding what you really want to do, I think can sometimes be tough. But I found that especially with things like the station IDs and the promos, I originally really wanted to listen to a bunch of examples to see like, oh, what could I do with this? What could I do with that? But I honestly think that it's better to kind of just go straight from your head because you're not worrying about what did someone else do before me? What is like the right way to do this? Oh, what if it doesn't sound that cool or that great? You're just kind of throwing it out from what you think is from what you want to do. So I think the best way to just do it is from your own brain, from your own creativity. And so, yeah, I think I've learned a lot.
How long is the exchange program? You guys are there for how long? 8 weeks? No, not eight weeks.
Yeah, from like January to March, like 2 months.
Bush Radio, ten total.
So how does kind of like the program work? Do they start with like IDs, production? Is it like, is it almost like a class? Explain like how this whole works with like a schedule, what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, Kusi was like our main person training us. And so we kind of had, we didn't have like a specific schedule, but the first 2 weeks he kind of showed us all the equipment and the studio and how to use different things. And then we had our assignments with making like the show promo and the station ID. And there's four other interns here who are like from South Africa. And so we all kind of were in the training process together. So he was kind of teaching the seven of us at the same time. And so we were just learning like how to do features, script writing, scheduling interviews. So he was just kind of running through like the basics of like everything we would kind of need to know. And then after those first 2 weeks, we got assigned to specific shows that Bush Radio does. And so now from this last week onward, we've been helping with those specific shows and doing things and like working on the production of those shows. And so we've kind of been more independent now, but like all kind of using the skill set that we learned in those first 2 weeks with Kusi.
And by the way, though, Ricky, please make sure that you're tuning in every Saturday on Bush Radio at 2 p.m. Actually, you know what? They're going to promote their show themselves. Why am I even doing it for you guys?
Okay, yeah, please tune in. 3 to 4 is the plug every Saturday. That's 8 a.m. Eastern time.
And a Coral's show starts at 3 p.m. The name of the show is called The Plug.
Oh, yeah. And then my show, which is Talk Lotta with Dada, is at 4 p.m. South Africa time, so 9 a.m. Eastern time. So it goes from 4 to 5 p.m. South Africa time. So, yeah, tune in.
You can also tune into Sound Zine every Saturday from 2 to 3 South African time or 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern time, and it's a mini magazine printed in sound, blending music, lifestyle, stories, and everything in between.
Yeah, I like that advertising. Okay, so now 8 weeks come, you leave, you go home. what's next?
Boring life in USA. Don't say that about the USA.
Sorry, did you hear that? I didn't mean to shout.
Yes, no, it's fine. It's
exciting in the US. I wish I was there now.
Yes, yeah. We'll edit that in. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely going to be sad to leave South Africa. I'm going into another internship for a while until I go to college in Kentucky. So hopefully that's as exciting and as great of an experience as this one. And then I go to university in the fall. So, yeah, lots ahead. I don't know.
Good luck, Kara, on that one. I feel like we've set the bar too high on Bush. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think I'll be definitely sad to leave. I feel like Cape Town's such a unique city. And, like, there's just so much to do. And every day is just full of so much. But then after this, I'm looking at maybe interning at a newspaper, and doing, like, some print journalism and experimenting with that. But I'm kind of just looking at different things. I'm not totally sure yet, but I think just spending some more time at home, because I've been traveling for a fair amount of my gap year. So just kind of being home and spending more time with my family before going to college in the fall.
For me, I'll probably go home for a little while, and then I want to leave again to maybe get my dive master, who knows. But I'm going to be really sad to leave Cape Town, because I've never been anywhere like it with the mix of, like, the city, the mountains, the ocean. Like, it has everything, so I'm really going to miss it here. But we still have, like, a month left, so not too soon yet.
So you guys started, I'm curious, because you got, like, 1 hour slots, each of you, which you all promoted. We'll have you promoted at the end before we wrap up again, but... Did you at the beginning go like, how am I going to fill an hour? And now you're at a point where you're like, how am I going to just fill the 1 hour? I could go 2 hours. Have you gotten to that point yet?
I don't think I've gotten to the point where I think I can fill 2 hours, but I think an hour has definitely become a lot more manageable. At first, a minute for a PSA felt a little bit too long. And now it's crazy to think that I can like fill up an hour every single week. So I think I've improved a lot personally, but we're still working towards a 2 hour mark.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like after my first show, I was like, how could I do this again? Like, this took, like, so much, like, blood, sweat, and tears to make this one-hour show. And now I feel like after doing my second show, like, doing the third one feels a lot more manageable. And I feel like I'm getting into a good routine of kind of, like, making content and being able to put it together. So it definitely feels a lot more doable. And, yeah, I think, like, I thought at first an hour is so long, but when you kind of think about it and you can just be so creative with how you spend it, that it just feels like a playground, kind of, and you just have a lot of freedom. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I could play music for forever, so yeah, someday maybe I'll just have my own radio station.
Okay, so now I want to know, what are some of the difficulties or challenges that you guys encounter through your experience with the internship and also with the medium of radio?
I feel like being in a new city and in this unique kind of like program where we're on a gap year and but we're working, but it's not like we're just here to, I don't know, it's just like a unique combination of different things going on right now. One of my challenges has been trying to just like be productive to get everything done here so I don't have to take any work home and I can continue to like explore the city. Also just making time to like after work every day, maybe not just making dinner and going to sleep, trying to do more things to like explore this new city because I'm still like on vacation a little bit, you know, and I need to remember that. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel like having like the work-life balance, I think the first couple weeks I was getting overwhelmed and I was working on stuff at home, but then I realized like it's just like kind of being productive during the day, but then after that, just leaving it at the radio and just picking it up the next morning and just kind of giving myself the space to explore and just realizing that a lot of that exploration can become like features or stories. And so just giving myself the space to like be interested in things and find things like exciting and then report on them. And I feel like also a challenge with radio that isn't really as present with print is there's just so much to think about. Like you're telling a story, but with print, you kind of just write an article and you're done. But here you have to then record it and you have to use sound effects. And there's like all these other elements and moving pieces that I feel like make it a lot more kind of complex or layered than other mediums of journalism. So there's just like a lot more to think about, I think. And the process of making a feature story, at least for me, like learning has been a lot more like a lot longer. And so I think just recognizing that and kind of figuring that out as I go has been definitely a challenge with radio, but something that I'm kind of getting the hang of and embracing.
Mine's a little bit different, but I think just being so far away from home and in such a different culture, at first I really didn't know how I would appeal to South African listeners, especially like on my own show. I didn't really know kind of what people are interested in or what people would resonate with. And I mean, ultimately, I still don't know what people think when they listen to my show on Saturdays, but I really hope that they find a little bit of like resonance in some things at least. So I think that I've just kind of like that has drove me to explore a few different things, like new music, new topics, like just kind of try out different things in hopes that everyone listening can find a little bit of like similarity with me.
And also when it comes to radio, you'll be shocked. There are people who are listening. I call them silent listeners, where they're not interactive with you, but they're listening to you. Whatever you're saying, they will listen to your whole show. And surprisingly, maybe meet them or see, or they would even text you and tell you what happened on the other day. Okay, lastly, on my side, what do you want to leave in the communities of Cape Town or Africa and be remembered for that? Because automatically you guys are producing for shows, you the ones that are inviting people to come to Bush Radio for these different shows. What would you like to leave behind in Cape Town's communities?
I just kind of want to leave, like, try and spread joy, make people happy with what they're choosing to listen to, and also make people curious about the other things out there. Like, there's so much creativity, like content, like there's so much art out there. And yeah, I just want people to go like explore all that, because you definitely haven't found the thing that resonates with you the most yet, and it's out there somewhere and maybe it could change your life.
I think I want to leave a couple of different things. Definitely just some positivity, some real talk. That's kind of what my show focuses on, but also just kind of some curiosity as well. Like Cora was saying, I love the phrase curiosity is currency, because I think it can take you really, really far. And so just kind of being ambitious enough and having like being brave enough to just try new things and explore and be outside of your comfort zone, I think is super important. So that's kind of what I want to leave.
Yeah, I think definitely adding on to them, just like, yeah, being creative, being curious, like having kind of excitement about things and being able to pursue it and see where it leads. Because a lot of my show is just what I like, what I find fascinating. And then I kind of just go deeper and I talk to different people and I turn those into stories. So just kind of trying to show that anyone can do that. And you don't need to have a radio show to do that. You don't need to work at a radio station to do that. But you can kind of just do that in your daily life. And yeah, just be fascinated by things and like find joy in a lot of different things and turn that into stories.
Well, that was very profound what all of you just said. How are we going to follow that now? I was curious, though, because we've discussed a lot about radio and how radio, we've kind of learned about radio during this time at Bush. What has radio taught you about yourself while you were in this program?
I think it's definitely helped me become more well-spoken, hopefully, off the top of my head. And I'm hoping to really continue with that learning as well.
I think, yeah, I've learned definitely being more confident and kind of just more spontaneous. I think in my first show, I scripted everything out, and then slowly across my second show, and now that I'm working on my third, just being more spontaneous and trusting myself on the fly. And as I've worked on like Saki C's way, and I just go on air immediately without really knowing what I'm going to say, and I just start talking, I guess just being more natural and just remembering that I can kind of just, like, I have the tools to just kind of talk, and I don't need to have everything scripted out. And yeah,
I think being on the radio has given me a little bit more confidence in my voice, both like my physical voice and just like my voice as a person. I think it's made me just kind of like think more about the like who I want to portray every week on my show and how I want people to perceive me. And so I think it just helps me express myself a little bit better, like Cora was saying, speak a little bit better, just kind of like craft, but just kind of like show off who I am and what I believe, what I value, etc.
I'm gonna ask the tough one now. If each of you can describe, because you've given us so much wonderful information about this program that really makes it sound so beautiful, being there and exploring and finding your passions and seeing the world and all this great stuff you've been saying this past hour. Describe each of you the program so far in one word.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah, that is hard.
I think I'd say just like new.
I think I would maybe say something like, I have no idea. Curious.
I think I would say like full, just like so much.
Rewarding as well.
Kusi, what's your word?
In describing the program?
Yeah, describe the whole experience. Because I'll give my word after. I'm curious what yours is.
With them or with Bush Radio?
With them, with this program, with the interns.
Interesting.
Oh my goodness.
To me, the whole thing just sounds so magical. That's my word.
I completely agree. I think it's been really, really fulfilling in a lot of different ways.
That's what I just thought the whole time as you guys were talking. I said, this just sounds so magical, but continue.
So this week, I think Thursday, there's a South African parliament is going back and they'll be opening, obviously, politicians and all that. So they will also get a chance to see our military parade. They'll get a chance to see, who knows, I don't know if they will be able to get access, the media access, to see South African politicians. But they will definitely also have a chance to see the South African president on Thursday. So, yeah, that will be a nice experience also for them.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. I've been, like, looking forward to that. So that'll be neat.
That's why I said it just sounds like this is such a special thing you guys are doing. And kudos to all of you for doing it and taking the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ricky.
Now,
are we saying goodbye now?
I think so, but before we say goodbye, I think we have to plug the shows one more time.
Please do.
Okay, tune into The Plug, 8 a.m. Eastern / 3 p.m. South African time. Find your new anthem, your new creative muse, maybe your new passion. And yeah, please listen.
Yeah, tune into Talk a Lot with Dada on 4 p.m. South African time, 9 a.m. Eastern time for a mix of kind of features, stories, interviews, music. That are all kind of focused around stories that reimagine and reshape our world.
Tune into SoundZine every Saturday from 2 to 3 or 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern time for a magazine blending music, lifestyle stories, and everything in between.
And also all the Americans, please, you are welcome to South Africa. It doesn't matter what race you are. This is a home. Just come here. We're not going to ice you up. We just come. We love you all.
And now that was Kusi doing his promo for South Africa, South Africa tourism. Explore South Africa. I love it.
Okay, thank you very much, Ricky. Now it's on you.
Thank you. Okay, you've been listening to One World Radio on 88.7 FM, WRHU, Radio Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York, 88.3 WRCT, Radio Carnegie Tech, and 89.5 FM Bush Radio, the mother of community radio in Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to One World Radio, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU, Radio Hofstra University, Hempstead, New York. We thank you for joining us and look forward to seeing you next week as we celebrate the power of radio in our one world. Tot ziens, jylle.
Stay tuned for the One World Community Radio Program on 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, 88.7 FM WRHU, Hempstead Radio, Hofstra University, 88.1 FM WCWP, Brookville, LIU Post, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 FM WVCR, Loudonville, Siena College, 98.1 and 105.9 FM WKZE Salisbury Red Hook, and around the world at WRHU.org. This is One World Community Radio, coming up next on your favorite community radio station. The radio, I need the music.
listening to the One World Radio Program, a collaboration between 89.5 FM Bush Radio, Cape Town, South Africa, and 88.7 FM WRHU Radio, Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. Broadcasting from the Bush Radio Salt River Studios in Cape Town is host me, Lydia Makhwanana. Broadcasting from WRHU Studios in Hempstead, New York, are your hosts, Cody Millar and Andy Gladding. We welcome you to join us for the next hour as we celebrate the power of community radio, music, language, and culture. The world is a big place, but using the power of radio, we're bringing it right to your door. Now, Bush Radio and WRHU welcome you to the one world of community radio. Lose yourself, no, not the biggest shit. There's no real reason to be lonely. Be yourself, give your free will a chance. You've got to work to succeed. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Much better than owner of a broken heart. Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart. My own indecision may cause me so lonely. So
...88.7 FM, WRHU, Radio Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York... ...88.3 WRCT, Radio Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh... ...89.5 FM, Bush Radio, the mother of community radio in Cape Town, South Africa. You are listening to the One World Community Radio Show. I'm Ricky Hubert in New York, and we are thrilled that our guest today is Dr. Jason Hanley from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jason, thank you so much for coming on our program.
Yeah, thank you for asking me to be on. It's a real pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. So the first thing we're going to talk about is that you... You're the Vice President of Education and Visitor Engagement at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tell us about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and how you got involved with it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is an amazing place. It's located in Cleveland, Ohio, right on the shores of Lake Erie. And the museum...
I'm Dr. Ruth.